Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And we talked about it a bit last week. Are we into the tournament? Are we not? I was getting a little more excited as things got closer. And I have to say, Rob, I don't know most of these players from Adam. You know, I know a few, Kay Cunningham and some other guys. But the fact is, Rob, I was into it. I was into it. I had games all over the place, TVs on all over the place, watching the various games, turn into the upsets that were happening, you know, excited when I see up on the screen, I'm watching one game and I see that, you know, there's 2 minutes left in another game and it's a barn burner, so I got to go there. I mean, I was into the tournament, Rob, and it hit me like, man, look, they could be Division III players. For all I know. But it still is going to be exciting. It could have been Oberlin versus Ohio Wesleyan. And I still would have been into it. I don't care who the kids are. I'm into it, Rob. I was hyped. I gotta be honest. March Madness is second to none.
Only problem is, and I watched... Not like you. I'm still one of these guys. I've never watched the red zone in the NFL. Never. And how long has the red zone been out? Forever, right? Ever in a day. And the reason is I still like to watch games. And I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and watch a blowout, but I don't go flipping just to flip around. I want to watch a game in its entirety if I watch a game. So I did watch some games over the weekend, and there were a lot of upsets. But you know what, Chris? The statement you made is perfect for what I'm about to say. It ain't about college basketball. That is the biggest misnomer this time of the year. Everybody says, oh, College basketball is so exciting. Oh, it's way better than the pros. Oh, these kids, they're playing for nothing. It's just for the love of the game.
Yes, all that.
You know, like, it's great. It has nothing to do with college basketball. Is this on? It's about the tournament's format. It could be anything, Chris. You said it. It could be Division III. How about Division IV? I make up Division IV. It could be anything. Whenever there's single game elimination and people can get knocked out on that night, it heightens the pleasure of the game. It's not like 4 out of 7, okay, they won this one. It doesn't mean they're going to win the series. I got to come back tomorrow night or the next or 2 nights and they got another game. There's something about single game elimination. It ain't about college basketball. College basketball is as mundane and nameless as it's ever been. But this time of the year when we lather up and turn a game on and Oral Roberts again, and they're winning games.
Damage.
They won 2 games.
Working
Oral
miracles.
Roberts. I got 2 people I know. You know both.
I know both of them. You getting texts like
Solomon
me.
Williams.
Two brothers.
Lions PR guy. Yep, 2 brothers. And Galen Gordon.
African Americans. Yes.
Right. And Galen Gordon, who's a big time muckety muck at ABC News.
And
right?
worked with us at ESPN.
Yes. Yes. Those 2 guys somehow, some way, graduated from Oral Roberts, okay? I don't know how. But when you see them win, you go, wow, this is unbelievable. It's about the single game elimination. When you're able to knock people out and it's all over, Chris, and you play. And you play. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you – I agree with you. The only thing I would say, and I don't know that you're even saying this, but – the fact that it's basketball still does play some role. You know, like it basketball, just the nature of the game, it's exciting and all of that. So, I mean, you're not saying if it was, it could be freaking, you know, tiddlywinks, college tiddlywinks.
It could be a sport to any other sport, and it's a single game elimination. It just heightens the experience. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with you that the bottom line is it is the single elimination.
It's done.
Nature of it. It is. There's just no immediacy.
One step
better. It's crazy.
What if we had it in the NBA? You got your 16 teams, right? More than half the league makes the playoffs. And it's a single game elimination. You would see, Chris, the best basketball we've ever seen if every night they go out there and this is it. And don't Michael Jordan wouldn't have 6 championships. LeBron James wouldn't have gone to the finals in 10 times, or right? He wouldn't have gone to the finals 10. It's impossible. Somebody can beat you one night. I don't care how good you are. Chris, you could have a bad night. Somebody could have a great night. Somebody could make an unbelievable shot, right? Somebody could have a tip in. I mean, there's so many different things that could alter what it is, and that would make the NBA playoffs.
Would you want that, though? That's my thing. Would you want that?
Yes.
Really?
4 out of 7 in the first round of the NBA is dog mess.
Well, I don't mind them playing 7, but look, it used to be 3. It used to be best 2 out of 3.
I know. I covered the NBA back then. I was there.
Then it went to 3 out of 5.
When Michael Jordan made that shot against Cleveland?
That was
3 out of 5. That was game 5 in Cleveland.
Magic and Kareem lost after winning it. Magic's rookie year. They went out in the first round the next year in a 2 best of 3 series.
Right. It used
to
be like that.
2 out of 3 to Houston. Yeah. And I think it was Houston. So, I mean, we could debate over that. Here's my point, though. I would not want to see that. And you're right. The excitement would be crazy. But it would totally, I mean, what is the point of playing an 82-game season? 82, not 35 or 30 like they play in college. 82 games comes down to 1 game? Like, that would, it just seems like, I mean, you hear the complaints, Rob, in baseball with the wild card game. Or, you know, the one and done game in baseball. You know,
the wild card game is exciting, but
you know what I'm saying? Right. But at least that's not the championship. I you're right that it would be madness. I mean, people would be into it, but I think the goal of the NBA is to find the best team. Who's the best team? And you're not going to get it in a one-and-done scenario. You don't get it in basketball. Who, you said it. Oral Roberts beat Ohio State, correct? And yep. Then they beat Florida. Ohio State would probably beat them 8 out of 10 times. At least 7 out of 10 times. So you don't, and I get it. It's fine for college. It's fine for a 30-game season. I would not want to see that in the NBA, as exciting as it would be. But I'm into the NBA playoffs as they are. As long as they are, I think it's a whole separate season.
Can you imagine? It would change. You know, we talk about it all the time, Chris. In the 80s, it was just the Lakers and the Celtics. That's all it was. You wouldn't have no Lakers and Celtics. Utah might have a couple of championships if it was the best out of if it was single game elimination. You might have the wealth of championships spread around and make it equal, and going to super teams wouldn't matter, and players might stay. It could enhance the game and spread the wealth. Because all the great teams, even put together, can lose one night. And I think that's the part that I really like.
You can certainly lose any given night. I remember, we all remember the 72-10 Bulls. I was covering the Cleveland Cavaliers as a beat writer that year. And they came to town, the Jordan and Pippen and the Bulls winning in the midst of winning 72 games. And the Cavs of Terrell, Brandon, Bobby Fields, and Chris Mills beat them. So you're right, any given night, anything could happen. However, let's think about it, Rob. You said super teams wouldn't matter. They would. Because remember what John Wooden did. He had super teams. And he was able to win, 10 championships? So if you have overwhelming talent, you still would win a lot.
I think you have a chance to get beat.
You have more of a chance to get beat.
Your star could have a bad night. What a Cunningham. He had a bad night for them, right? They lost.
Well, two nights.
Right, but that night, was he, 6-for-20 from the field? He looked more like Richie Cunningham in the NCAA tournament. Nothing, Alex?
Good
Richie
one.
Cunningham?
That was a good one.
Everything's
that was
funny.
One of Rob's best.
Oh, man,
that Richie would be Cunningham. On his top 5 list.
Really?
I would say top 10. I don't know that there's a top 10 list.
Oh, wow.
But top 5.
I don't know, CB. I just got back. I got to start him humble. All right.
But no, I hear you, Rob, but I'm shocked that you would rather see the NBA in that format because look, here's the thing. And remember, the NBA played with this idea. Adam Silver tossed it out. Oh, we might have this midseason tournament.
Not that, yeah.
Now, I believe tradition's important, Rob. And to your point, if we all grew up and the NBA was a one-and-done situation – and it was what we knew, I think we'd be into it and we'd be used to it and it'd be what it was.
What if they said, we're going to cut the season down to 62 games, Chris, right? 62 games, a tournament like this. I don't know if it's 16 or whatever, but it would heighten it.
You're talking about like a mid-season one and done tournament?
No, I want this to be for the ball.
I kind of think 62 is still too much for a one and done. I don't know. I mean, that's just my personal feeling.
But it would be like this. Maybe you do this. This is just to get you through the first 3 rounds, and then the championship is 4 out of 7 or 3 out of 5, where like you still would have to be able to win.
What if you get a championship with the freaking Miami Heat and, you know, the Dallas Mavericks?
But they're playing well. Playing well. Give them credit.
Here's what I'd say, Rob. This goes to the NBA's idea of a midseason tournament. Over time, like when they first proposed the idea, we're going to have this midseason tournament, Euro Cup style, and, you know, one and done and all that. It sounds like, well, who cares? Who's going to care that you won a midseason tournament? But over time, that could become significant. Now, because we're not used to it, we might poo-poo it. But 10 years from now, 20 years from now, people would be like, well, yeah, LeBron has 4 rings and 3, you know, mid-season championships too. Jordan had 6 rings and 5 mid-season cups or whatever.
I'm
you
not
know,
into
like
that.
It. I think it would gain over time. It could become legitimate, and maybe that would be a one and done situation.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to see it. I would not want to see it without the like series. If you want to cut the first round to 5 games, that's all right. But I wouldn't want to. That's why they went to 7, Rob, because 2 out of 3 was too easy to get upset.
4 out of 7 is too many. How many 4-game sweeps where 8s are playing ones, and then they're
yeah,
not?
But there's
they shouldn't
some
be in
you've
the playoffs.
Seen good game. You know, no, remember there have been 8 seeds that have won.
A few, but most of them are bad series. That's all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Over the weekend on Saturday, LeBron James goes down with a high ankle sprain in a game against the Atlanta Hawks.
And, I didn't see anything dirty there, did you?
Nah, and we talked about that on Undisputed today. I'm totally with you. Like,
I didn't see anything dirty.
It was a loose ball, and I heard Montrezl Harrell say that Solomon Hill, who's the one that injured LeBron, didn't make a basketball play. Here's the thing. On a loose ball, what's a basketball play on a loose ball?
You're just trying to get the ball.
Right. They dive, they reach, they jump for loose ball, whatever it takes to get it. I mean, within reason. And that's what he was doing. He dove for a loose ball, and his momentum carried him into LeBron's ankle as LeBron's momentum carried him into Solomon. And that was it, Solomon Hill. Here's the thing, Rob. If LeBron was dribbling up the court or even on the wing in a triple threat position or whatever, just had control of the ball, and a guy dives at him, that's one thing.
Right.
But this wasn't that. So I just – and look, the fact that it was only a Lakers teammate or teammates and Lakers fans that saw it as dirty, Rob, that tells you everything. LeBron
didn't
say it was dirty.
I didn't see anybody else say that.
Nope. Nobody around the league said it. So Solomon Hill should not be castigated or anything for this.
And he said, like, I respect the game. I was just trying to make, get the ball, basically. Yep. And it happened.
And that's what it looked like. It happens, right? But here's my take. And we don't know how long he's going to be out. Some people are saying if he recovers quickly, he could be back in 3 to 4 weeks. If he... but it could be 6 weeks. Obviously he's older, 36 years old now. And at the older you get, the longer it takes you to recover. And you wonder if that'll play a factor. But here's what I'm going to say, Rob. I believe they're going to fall mightily in the standings. If he's out 4 weeks.
He's out a month?
The 15 games they play in that period, 10 of them are against playoff teams.
So right there, you got a 5-10 record.
Right. And that's not including their next game, which is against New Orleans, who's not a playoff team right now, but playing well. They beat Denver. They beat the Clippers just within the past week. So that's not a gimme. So I expect them to fall. Rob, they're 2.5 games ahead of 6-seeded Portland. So they're the 3rd seed, the Lakers, but they could fall to 6 or below. And Rob, anything below 6, you're in the play-in game. So there you go with your March Madness almost. The way it works is the 7th and 8th seeds play the 9th and 10th seeds, and they get the 7th seed will get 2 chances to beat the 10th seed. And, which you should be able to do, but, if you don't, you're out. But I expect them to fall, Rob, and maybe even the 7. But I still believe if this is a big if. I don't know if it's a big if, but we expect them, right? We expect Anthony Davis to come back healthy, and we expect LeBron James to come back healthy. If they do, Rob, let's say it's 6 weeks, LeBron's back a couple of weeks before the playoffs begin. Anthony Davis is back in 2 or 3 weeks from today, and he's got time to work himself into shape. I still, Rob Parker, believe the Lakers are the team to beat in the West. Still.
I could not disagree with you more. I think that the Lakers, any thought or idea that they were going to repeat just went out the window. It's bad enough not having Anthony Davis, but now LeBron for potentially a month, you're going to be trying. And even when he gets back, you don't know where he is. At 36 years old, Chris, totally different animal. I know LeBron has had a history of being able to come back quicker than normal, but as you get older, those things don't happen. Anthony Davis has been out a lot, and this team, even with those two guys, aren't as good of the same team as when they had Rondo and Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. I don't think that this team is better than that team. And obviously, that team won a championship, so of course, Chris, you know what I mean, on paper. But I don't think that this team is better. And now you're asking for two guys to come back and your two stars, and for them to be okay after not playing for a while together, it's just too many things have to go right for them to compete and for them to play. And then the West is tough. The West is tough.
So you're saying, because you started by saying You don't think they'll repeat? And look, I do.
No. I think their championship aspirations, the Lakers will get out of the West. I think their championship aspirations are done. They will not get out of the West. They will not compete for a championship.
Wow. Rob Parker. I mean, here's the thing. Look, let's say worst case scenario, they're a seventh seed. And I think while they may be seven when LeBron gets back, I think he'll lift them a few spots. So they may finish up as a sixth seed. Let's say they're the sixth seed. And you start off the first round with, I don't know, Phoenix. Okay, that's a tough one. But, you know, they can beat Phoenix. And then you got the 3-6 matchup. So you're in the 2-3. So maybe you got the Clippers in the second round. You're going to have to beat these teams anyway.
No, I get that.
Like the West, I know that. The West, like the first seed, Utah. Let's say they finish first. They could get Dallas, Golden State, San Antonio.
The Clippers had Dallas in their first round last year, right? I mean, Dallas was no pushover. Then they had Denver that had gone to that was one game away from the conference finals the year before, right? Denver, remember they lost in the game seven at home to Portland, and they didn't get to the conference finals, Chris. So they had two tough opponents.
The West is tough, yeah. So my point is, yes, they'd love to finish in the top three or four, but even if you finish with one of those seeds, the road to the NBA Finals in the West is going to be tough. But, Rob, so here's my thing. Picture, and you are absolutely right. If LeBron James doesn't come back close to himself, they got no chance. I'll be the first to admit that. And if Anthony Davis isn't himself, if that, you know, we hate to hear the word Achilles. So if this Achilles injury is more serious than they're letting on, and he's been out for a month, so it's already fairly serious. But if it's really debilitating, then I don't think a LeBron and a half-speed AD can win the West. But I'm operating on the assumption that they will be back, you know, close to full health. And are you going to tell me you're going to take, I just throw out, a Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray over LeBron and AD?
Yep, because I just don't know where they're going to be. I just think too many things have to be right for them to win. And if there's any setback or somebody gets gimpy, they won't win. And I just don't like the team. I don't like the makeup of the team that they had, even with those guys. I think that they made a mistake, and I get it. You don't always want to stand pat, Chris. You want to make some moves, right, and spice it up for a different group of guys. So I get that. I just think it's going to be a real tough, and there's just too many things that have to go right for them to win. And I think whenever we're banking on more than one or two things having to be right, it was one thing waiting for Anthony Davis to come back. Now you're waiting for Anthony Davis and LeBron, and we don't know what the situation will be with LeBron being off that long at 36 years old. We don't know if Anthony Davis, will he be gimpy? Will he be a little leery because of what we saw with Durant? You know what I mean? These are all factors that could factor in. So I'm here today, and I don't believe they make it out of the Western Conference. I don't believe they have a chance to repeat for their championship. I think this year will wind up being a wash, and people will look back at it and go, you know what? Anthony Davis and LeBron got hurt that year, and that's the reason that they weren't able to compete or get out of the West. That'll be their built-in excuse on why things went awry.
Well, if that's the case, it'll be a legitimate explanation, you know, because obviously they would have had a chance to win the West with those two healthy. But again, I still like them in the West. I still think they're the team to beat. And do they miss JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard at the rim? Yeah. But guess what? They got the number one defense in the league. And that's with Anthony Davis missing a month of games. And Rob, one thing about the Lakers, they play defense.
It was just a week ago the Knicks had the number one defense. So, they were 500.
But that's fine. I mean, you can the Knicks play great defense.
No, I know, but I'm
Knicks
just saying.
But
they were
LeBron James and an Anthony Davis.
Right, but they were 500. That was just a week ago. I'm just saying, I'm just talking about the eye test as far as the team. I don't think that this team is as good as last
year. When I look at them, the eye test, their defense is noticeable. Like, it's noticeable how good they are defensively. They get after it. Schroeder, at this point, is a better defender than Rondo was. Now, I get playoff Rondo was big last year. And we'll see if Schroeder can replicate what Rondo gives him. But Schroeder's a better player at this point in his career than Rondo was last year. Now, they do, I think, more than the rim protection, because, you know, we talk about this all the time, Rob. Who's really, you know, dudes ain't killing you at the rim anymore like they used to, for the most part. And what I think they miss more is they don't shoot the ball very well. Now, perhaps they're slumping. You know, guys are, we saw them in the bubble last year when they first got there in the regular season, the 8 regular season games. They couldn't hit threes and they couldn't stop threes. And then the playoffs start and they turn it up a notch. So maybe that'll happen now, but they don't shoot the three ball very well. That, to me, is their biggest problem. And they should be out there on the market looking to add some shooting. But I think, and here's my other thing, Rob. Nobody in the West, as good as it is, and we know it's deep and all that, who's scary? The Clippers aren't scary. The Clippers have gone 11-11 over the last 2 months. The Clippers are 6-8 over the last month, and they're 3-5 over the last, like, 2-3 weeks. They have trouble in the clutch. Kawhi and their numbers are bad in the clutch because they really need a point guard to get them into a good offense rather than just going one-on-one late in games. And then, surprisingly, their defense isn't even that good. It's mediocre.
So they're 11-11, but they got one less win than the Lakers, or does they have the same amount of wins?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's okay. What the standings say, but they're 11-11 over the last 2 months. So they got out into a hot start, 16-5, but since then they've been struggling. And Utah, I don't think, scares anybody. They would be doing something that, you know, we rarely see, winning without a superstar. It's happened. You know, the Detroit team in 04, it's happened, but I don't see this Utah team doing that. Denver is not having a great year. They're the fifth seed. They're not playing like we expected, even though they're picking it up a little bit. Dallas, eh. Golden State, Portland, eh. You know, I mean, that who's Phoenix? Eh. I mean, that's the thing, right? The West is really good all the way around, but nobody's like a world beater. The team that's a world beater is Brooklyn.
No, we
don't. That's the team that's the world beater. And I get, I said today, I think Brooklyn will beat the Lakers. But I don't see a Western team. Now, I see Western teams capable of beating them, yes. But somebody that the Lakers can't beat, no, I don't see that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This Deshaun Watson story is just getting uglier.
It's never ending, Chris. Never ending.
You might be right, because now it's up to 13 women have filed suits against him.
And these are civil suits, not criminal. Yes. These are not criminal cases. These are civil
suits.
But now
I believe they're talking, the Houston PD is thinking, Rob G, correct me if I'm, they're considering or looking into whether or not they might need to
as of Friday evening, and no one from the Houston Police Department had spoken to the attorney for all these women yet.
Okay.
But he said he's assembling a quote unquote packet to submit to them to let them know if they decide to go forward with charges. This is all the evidence that he has.
Well, and he's also saying, I think it must be 9 more women might. He might have 9 more suits, because I know he was saying that Friday was up to 22 women.
Right. It could be 22 in total when he's done.
Yeah.
He's an incredible number. And most of the stories are all the same. Like the MO, right?
Man, very much the same. Masseuse, hit him on Instagram.
Yep. Flew him in.
Yep. And look, we said it last week, Rob, when it came out. All we want to see come out is the truth.
Right.
We're not going to pass judgment on the women or on Deshaun Watson.
Because we can't do it. We don't know the details. Idea. We haven't seen any evidence, any testimony under oath, Chris. Right. There's a lot of stuff that has to go there. But one thing we won't do is totally ignore it. You can't do that. You can't totally ignore it.
Right.
So we talk about it. But we're not going to... We're not going to sit here and say whether you believe the women or you believe him. That's unnecessary, and I think that would be irresponsible, because we've seen it. I told you before, the Michael Irvin one was a wake-up call for me, and I told you the story before. Do you remember when the woman said that Michael Irvin had restrained her in a hotel room in Dallas and raped her or something? And Michael Irvin had already had the drug issues in the NFL, right? So... Dave Anderson, the late columnist, great columnist for the New York Times, Chris, wrote a column saying that they should throw him out of the league, right? Like, they should throw him out of the league.
I knew Dave, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave was a great columnist. But he made a mistake. He wrote that they should throw him out the league.
Yep.
And then the woman came back and recanted and said she made it up, Chris. And so that's why you got to be so careful. And I remember that vividly to say... That's why you just can't look at a situation, and because of his past, in the Michael Irvin case, right? He had a checkered past.
Right.
Automatically said, oh, yeah, this is him. Yep. Yes, you can't do that.
That may be why a woman would target them.
Yes.
Right? Because your reputation is already sullied. Who's going to believe him?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And also, remember the Duke lacrosse team case?
Yep, that's another one.
And some of my colleagues at the one in particular at the New York Times was just crushing them. It was a few people crushing them. And it again, obviously, it turned out to be the wrong thing. And
was that Selena right now?
Yeah,
who was Selena, that?
Selena Roberts. Roberts. Right. Yeah,
and I only say her name because we're talking about Dave Anderson, who is a great comic. He made a mistake, Chris. It happens.
And I knew them both. And Selena was a, you know, Rob. I mean, she was a tremendous.
That's what I figured it was, Selena.
Journalist. And
tremendous.
Yeah.
But people make mistakes. That's why you just can't rush to judgment. But this is not a good look for him. I don't care. You know, what ultimately will happen is too many similar stories. And you said something in the pre-show meeting about what this reminds you of.
Well, it reminded me, and I'm not, like you said, we're not putting him in this class because we don't know. He could very well be innocent.
Totally innocent of all of them.
It reminds me of what was happening with the Bill Cosby situation. How it was just, you know, it was a snowball effect. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden, woman after woman started, you know, accusing him.
And then
the stories were very similar. The stories were similar. I don't know what the total.
It wound up being Rob G. about 50 women. I'm Chris. And here's the part that
the stories were similar, and that's what caught me about this whole Deshaun thing. And again, I'm not going to say hope. I hope justice is served. I hope the truth comes out.
Yes, that's all we want. We don't care about what side.
60 with Bill Cosby. But the similarities of the stories, Rob, that's the thing. And here's, look, it's a reckoning coming for a lot of men, Rob. That's what's happening. And because men have been able to get away with things for so long, and it's been boys will be boys, and let's face it, let's just keep it real. We've had presidents in these situations. I mean, many, but the two that came, you know, I mean, Trump and his situation before he was even elected, and Clinton in the White House. So this stuff has been going on, and it's been pawned off as boys will be boys, and women have kind of had to be like, hey, it's going to be not that, you know, you just got to deal with it, and it's part of the territory and all that.
Those days are over.
Those days are over, thankfully, because they're over. I'm glad they're over, period. But when you have daughters, it hits home even more, right?
Oh, absolutely. I bet.
You know, I think if like an intern, if my daughter was so excited, oh, she got an intern at the White House and she's going to be able to work with the president. You know, you're hyped about that. And then something like that, some harassment or assault or something happens. I mean, you ready to take somebody out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So,
I have three nieces and I talk to them all the time about it, about you know, behavior around them and what you won't allow people to say and do around you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And
yep.
It's very important. So this thing is going to play out and we'll see what happens. But I'm with you. It's eerily similar to Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Just from started out as one. And here's the other part. Because I remember arguing with guys in my barbershop in Detroit about this. And they were like, why are they taking so long to come out? You know, like if this happened, they should have said something years ago. And then I said, you know what happens? Those women in the Bill Cosby case, Chris, he was the biggest star on television. They wanted to work in entertainment.
Right.
And if they said something, probably would never work. So
absolutely.
There's part of why they didn't say anything. And then why so many women came out afterwards is simple. After they hear the story, they go, that happened to me.
Right.
They could relate to it.
Right.
That's why. And that's absolutely what's happened here, I think, if this is all true, Chris, but basically other women who felt like this story is similar to my story, and that's why you get, you know, the stream of other people after the fact.
And you feel, I think there may be a situation of, because both of these guys we're talking about had, I mean, who had a better image than Bill Cosby.
Nobody.
Nobody. He was America's dad. I mean, literally, like, he was America's dad. And so you're thinking, who's going to believe me? Kind of like right. I said with the reverse of a Michael Irvin. And then once somebody goes out there publicly, and then you, like you said, you get the courage and you think, okay, maybe they will, you know, take this seriously. And, you know, and it had a snowball effect. Let me throw this at you, Rob, quickly before we get to the listeners. Ian Rappaport tweeted that all the teams that are still that were interested in Deshaun Watson are still interested in him. Does that surprise? That's not surprising to me. Because, again, first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. And so, look, he may very well be innocent of this. So I think teams should still have interest. And we look at Kareem Hunt. We look at Tyreek Hill. You know, several players who've had these issues.
AB.
And teams still Antonio Brown. And so I fully expect teams to still have interest. But here's the thing, Rob. If he's completely exonerated, he'll probably be able to get out of the Texans. But if I'm the Texans, I think if they want to keep him, I just feel like this kind of would seem to aid their case, don't you? Like, just, I mean, already this looks bad for him, and now you're going to really force your way to a trade. And if you are guilty, you're going to need money. So how are you walking away from this kind of money? I just think if they want to keep him, this could end up helping their. I hate to put it that way. I won't even.
No, I know what you mean. But though.
The ball's in their court, kind of.
Yeah, I also see why other people are still interested, because A, they don't know what the outcome is, and they might be able to actually steal him from them. And I don't mean value wise, but just the idea that maybe he doesn't want to be here. This is negative publicity. You know what I mean? And maybe we should just move on from him. So that's why I think there's always a chance.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.